Okay, choir, take a break. Good job, good practice there. We'll take just a little break here.
Oh, Daryl.
Yeah.
Can I speak to you for a second?
Sure.
Man, did I hear you lost your job?
Yeah, a month or so ago. Yeah, got laid off.
Man, I am so sorry. I just heard about it yesterday.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, I'm out there looking, knocking on doors, pounding the pavement, but this is not a lot happening right now. I mean, I've talked to guys, and they just can't find anything. I might end up slinging burgers.
Well, you know, they are hiring at the falafel house.
That's a possibility.
Well, listen, buddy, we'll be praying for you.
Thank you. Well, with all these wires they got on me, I might need to go see the sound guys we checked out here.
Yeah, what's her name?
Oh, it's Hannah, but only if you're finished. I think I might be early.
Yeah, you're early. We just took a break. Matter of fact, you might be really early, but I can get her, you know?
Well, no. She should finish. I can wait here. I really don't have anything else to do.
Okay, well, just have a seat, and, you know, we can get you anything. Hannah has been just a really big asset to the choir. We just love having her in the choir.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that she liked to sing. I mean, it was kind of recently that I found out she was the one going to this church.
Really? So you don't come here? You don't attend here?
No.
So, will you and your husband be coming to the musical that she's in? It's this weekend.
I don't have a husband.
Oh.
I'm a widow. And I guess it all depends on my work schedule. I mean, being a single mom, I mean, it's challenging, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get off work. I don't always get to go to her functions.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But, you know, I'm sure Hannah would love to have you here.
Well, I mean, would I be able to bring my little girl? I mean, she's very young, and I really can't always get a sitter.
Sure. Matter of fact, we have a nursery for toddlers, babysitting service.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll help. And because I don't even think she would really even focus on the fact that her sister's singing in the choir.
Well, that'd be great. But if you just need anything, you'll get a little preview. Just sit right here and enjoy it, and you'll get a little preview of what's going on.
Thanks.
All right.
Find a way, and it's been months and there's still no job and no pay, but he's still a hero to his family. He has faith that knows that God will give them just what they need, 'cause hope has found a way tonight He's broke, but he's not broken. He believes in Christmas. He's not the only one. Keeps on wishing for that peace on earth to come. So hold him close and let him know your love will lead him through. He believes in Christmas. He believes in you. He believes in you. Well, I've been waiting for this all year. It reminds me I can always find your hope here. 'Cause I believe in Christmas, and not the only one who keeps on wishing for that peace on earth to come. So hold me close and let me know your love will see me through. 'Cause I believe in Christmas, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Sister is at the sitter. After this, we're going to go pick her up. So, I mean, I might as well wait. This way I can just hear you practicing.
Whatever. It's kind of embarrassing having you show up now.
Don't be a drama queen. It's fine. Look, that nice man, he got me a place to sit, so I'll just sit here and then I can listen. Erica, I'm Hannah's mom.
Oh, she's the new girl.
Yeah, well, I guess so, yeah. I just came to pick her up, and I was early, so now, of course, I've embarrassed her.
Oh, she'll get over it. Mine are grown, and they've learned how to deal with it.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I have a little one at home, though, so it's a really totally different dynamic.
Oh, so you have two girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, well, I'm alone. My husband, he died 3 years ago.
Oh, I'm a widow, too. I lost my husband to cancer.
Mine was killed in Afghanistan.
Oh, an American hero. Well, I guess they're all American heroes.
Well, I guess so, yeah, to some degree. But, you know, how long has it been for you?
5 years next month. But it seems just like yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it does get easier. I mean, my little one, and it's been really tough with her and harder, and I guess, I mean, I was used to him being away for really long periods of time, but, I mean, now he's really never coming back. And Hope, she'll never know her daddy.
Her name is Hope?
Yeah, Hope and Hannah.
Oh, what an appropriate name.
Well, it should, yeah. I mean, I keep saying when all hope is lost, I still have hope, but... You know, she's my life right now. Sometimes, you know, I really don't even know how to be a mom to Hannah. I mean, I don't really know why I'm telling you all this. I really usually don't dump all my problems on people.
Oh, that's okay. And I'm asking questions, and I'm glad you're willing to share.
So, you kind of know what it's like to be alone, don't you?
Yes, I'm not lonely, and I know what it feels like when you're going to break, but I'm not broken.
So, I don't know. What do you mean about that?
Well, if you listen to the songs that they're singing, it tells of history, tells of all that the answer to life's problems. And 2,000 years ago, they were waiting for their Messiah, their deliverer, the Savior of the world. And He is the real hope for each one of us.
Talking to earlier?
It's my mother. Can you believe she's here?
What's wrong with that?
Well, she's just way too early. It's embarrassing.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. Nobody cares.
Well, I do, but maybe I shouldn't. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not saying anything, but if you want my opinion, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. Nothing's worse than making something out of nothing. It's not worth it.
I guess you're right.
I don't remember ever seeing your mom before.
Well, that's because she's never been here. She doesn't go to church. I guess that's also why I'm worried. I'm afraid she might say something inappropriate.
Aw, it's all good. Her being here is probably a good thing. Does she know the Lord? You said she doesn't go to church.
I would say no, but sometimes we have these weird discussions at home.
Really? About what?
Angels.
Really? Angels?
Yeah, but in a weird way, like, they're around us all the time, always watching over us. That's not right, is it?
Well, sort of. The Bible does talk about angels and how they perform certain functions. I don't know what your mom believes. I mean, it may be weird, but they are real. I'm sure you could get some good Christian books on the subject, you know, to help her see from the Bible's perspective.
Hey, Hannah. You know, I met your mom. She seems really nice.
Thanks. She's okay most of the time.
Well, good to know. You know, I invited her to come here and sing this thing.
She would have to bring my baby sister, and I don't know if she would sit still that long.
I told her we have a nursery for the toddlers, so I hope she comes. You know, I didn't realize that you had lost your father. I'm sorry, that's rough.
Thanks. I was telling Julianne that my mom has this thing about angels. Maybe because my dad's gone, but she keeps telling my sister that they're watching over her.
That's nice.
And she tells her that Daddy's an angel in heaven. Is that how it works?
No, we don't become angels when we die. Angels are different, special created beings, different from humans.
I guess I have a lot to learn, too.
We're about to sing my favorite carol. It's all about angels, the ones that announced Jesus' birth.
You know what my favorite line in that is? Mild he lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give us second birth. Let's sing it.
I can't imagine what you must be going through.
Well, I'm just trying to learn to trust God, but Daryl is my rock. Well, I know that Jesus is really my rock, but Daryl has been so strong through the whole ordeal. I think that really helps.
Well, how is he doing? I mean, it's been how many months now?
Too many, but he doesn't give up. He says that God has a job for him out there somewhere, but it'll be the right one. I just keep wondering if he just is putting on a good front for me. You know, trying to be positive and strong to hold our family together. But maybe deep down inside, he really is struggling.
Well, who would blame him if he was? I think that would be perfectly natural.
But you know, somehow I think it is real. He's found such an inner peace.
Lori, Lori! Lori, dear Lori. Lori, I've been praying so hard for you and your family for days. What you must be going through, I could not handle it. Nope, not me. You are so strong, so strong.
Well, thank you, Martha. I really appreciate the prayers.
Oh, you're welcome. And they'll keep coming, too. You know, it occurred to me the other day that perhaps Daryl should go to the factory. and try to get a job. You never know when they might be hiring there.
Well, he's tried, but they're not hiring.
Oh, I know it's not the ideal job, and it's not in his field. But in these days, beggars can't be choosers, you know.
Well, he did apply there.
Well, I'll keep thinking. There must be something. There must be something. I know. Has he tried the internet? I understand there are ways to find jobs on the internet. Now, I don't know how to do that because I'm not so internet savvy. I do have a ton of Facebook friends, though. But I know that people find jobs on the internet.
Yes, he is using the internet.
Well, good. Then that means you might have to relocate. There's a possibility. But I know you don't want to think about that. Having to take the kids out of school and all that. Plus, we wouldn't want to lose you here.
Well, we have
well, no,
to... We have
it's my turn.
That. Okay, I'm sorry.
We wouldn't want to lose you here, but you know, it happens. But there's also the chance that he might get another job in another city or another state far, far away.
Yeah, we have considered that, so he has been using the internet.
Oh, of course. Well, I know there are jobs on the internet elsewhere, but just don't take a job in a foreign country. I know people end up doing that. I don't believe in it. But you got to do what you got to do.
Thank you, Martha.
My heart bleeds. I was going to say peanut butter, but that's a slow drip. But it does. My heart bleeds. There's nothing worse than knowing you cannot provide for your family. How is his mental state? I know this must be taking a toll on him. And you probably can't afford to go to therapy or get counseling. Has he talked to the elders yet?
Isn't that a little personal?
Well, he's actually doing fine, Martha. Thank you. God has been so good to us. And again, thank you so much for your prayers and for that delicious chicken casserole.
Did you like it? Well, I'll fix you another one next week. I just love chicken soup. I put a whole can of chicken soup in that. Got it on sale at Wally Mart. I bought 2 cases. But I'm going to fix you more. And you know what? Remember this. Chicken soup is good for the body, and it's good for the soul.
Right.
Well, I better get going and let you finish your conversation with Kay. And you hang in there, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Martha.
Wow. I hope I didn't sound like that when I started talking to you.
She's sweet and means well.
Well, how was the chicken casserole, really?
It was fine, but back to what I was saying before about the inner peace that he's had through all of this, I know that it only comes from God.
Well, this ordeal sure is teaching you a lot and helping you to grow. I can't imagine what God would bring into my life to teach me something.
And you know what? That's all it might be. This whole thing could be a time of growth in our spiritual lives as we move forward, trusting God to provide for us. He is teaching us something, but it is an adjustment, that's for sure.
Well, I would be saying, okay, God, lesson learned. I got it. Now please give him a job.
Well, the kids are saying stuff like that. We try to teach them and explain that God sees things differently than we do. But, you know, it is neat to see how the same God that is working now is the same God that was born as a child in Bethlehem to bring salvation.
That's a really good thing to keep in mind. The same God that was at work then is at work today.
Spoke a word, and life began.
Have been having the most interesting conversation.
Really?
Yes, we've been talking about church and angels and the Bible. Well, and you name it.
Well, that's one way to pass the time.
Yes.
While you wait.
And the music, it's just been so beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And I thought that maybe you would like to share with Erica what you've been going through.
What I've been going through?
Well, with you not having a job.
Oh, I wasn't sure what you were referring to.
Well, are you going through a lot of things, or, I mean, because that sounds really big.
Oh, it is. It's big, believe me. But, you know, I don't spend a lot of time dwelling on it and just thinking about it over and over again.
How can you not?
Well, don't get me wrong. I have my moments. I have times where I question God, why is this happening to me? But I've learned to put my faith and trust in Christ and to trust Him, you know, because He knows what He's doing and I don't. And, you know, life is bigger than just me.
So you're not even looking for a job? I mean, you're just waiting for God to provide one?
Oh, no, I'm looking. I'm out there looking every day, but I'm just learning to be patient. I'm not anxious about it, you know, and He's working on my emotions, my spirit, and my choices.
Oh, that would be hard. Just every day, I would be so concerned about what my future was going to be like.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you know Jesus Christ?
Well, I mean, do I know Him? I know about Him.
I mean, in a personal way, do you know Him as your Lord and Savior?
I'm not really sure what you mean.
Well, see, it's what life is really all about, knowing God and having a personal relationship. I don't know you, and I really don't know Hannah all that well, but have you seen a difference in her lately since she's been coming here?
Oh, yeah. You know, now that you mention it, maybe lately she has been a little different, but I just thought she was working on some stuff, and, I mean, today she was being a brat about me coming early, but, I mean, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. I mean, before she would have really gone off on me.
Well, the other night, I mean, because you have seen a change. The other night, I was here, and, well, I saw her talking to one of the elders, and they knelt down and prayed, and, you know, I think something happened that night.
Really? She hasn't even told me about this.
Well, She might not be sure how you would react, you know, but, you know, it's the greatest moment in a person's life when they receive the Lord as their Savior. It's like all these songs we've been singing about Christ the King, Christ the Messiah, a baby that was born and yet was a king from the moment he was born. He was born lowly in a barn, for Pete's sake, yet it was prophesied hundreds, if not thousands of years before that he would come. You know, he was born the King of the Jews, their Messiah. And it's what all was promised had come at last. This is the gift of Christmas. Christ, God sending his only Son.
The night of the dear Savior's birth.
Erica, that son had a mission. His mission was to come and to die on the cross, a cruel death for all of our sins.
Well, I mean, what do you mean all of our sins? Like the sins of the whole world?
Yes. The people who were before us, who came before us, and the people who will come after us. He died for everyone's sins.
You see, we aren't able to pay for our own sins. We have broken God's law.
Yes.
And we can't pay for that. Nobody can. But Jesus came and he took our place. Mm. He took our shame and our guilt and our punishment, and he took them with him to the cross.
I've heard this all before. I mean, I really have, that Jesus died for all our sins. But, I mean, I really don't think that I really just grasped it.
Oh, you've got to grasp it. Is the most important thing, that Jesus died for us. And you have to believe it. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
And so that's what you're trying to say Hannah did, and now she's saved.
I think so. And it seems like she's already begun to change. It doesn't happen always overnight. It's more how God works on us day by day.
And Erica, you can do the same thing. If you desire, today.
He wants to be real to you. All you have to do is come to him by faith. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Become his child.
It's just surprising because it sounds so simple.
Well, it is. But it's also very huge. It is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. So don't make it lightly.
Well, what do I do?
Well, we could pray and, you know, just talk to God and pray to God about it.
I'm not very good at praying.
Hey, prayer is just talking to God. You know, it's tell him that you're sorry for your sins and for your unbelief in the past, and to, you know, ask him to help you and help you to believe. And he will.
Yes, he will. He will.
Okay.
Let's pray.
Comfort for all who mourn. You are. rose from the dead, conquering fear, our Prince of Peace, drawing us near, Jesus our hope, living for all who will receive. Lord, we believe. Lord, we
Hey everyone, I have got some exciting news. This is Erica, that's Hannah's mother. She just prayed to receive Christ into her life.
Mom, this is amazing.
Oh, honey, your friends, they showed to me what Christ is like, and they told me that he died for my sins, and I don't think I really understood it, and now I got it today.
I feel so bad now for complaining about you being here early.
Oh, Hannah, God had a plan. He had a plan to bring your mom here early so she could find him.
I think he found me.
He found me, too, but I was afraid to tell you because I was scared of how you might react.
Yeah, I don't know how I would have either, but I doubt I was ready for all of this until today, but it's all good now, honey. Don't worry, all is well.
Thank you, Daryl and Iris, for sharing Christ with my mom.
Hey, it's our privilege to be used by God to be able to tell the good news.
Well, this is all wonderful, but I want to know something, Daryl. Have you found a job yet? What are you going to do?
No, I haven't found anything yet. We're looking. But you know what I do have? I have peace from God, which can only come from God. In God's time, everything, he'll work it out.
All I'm so happy, Mom. This is fantastic. Are you excited about me?
Well, it is still sinking in, I think. I mean, I do feel something. I'm not sure if it's happiness or what. Maybe it's joy. Is there a difference?
I think joy comes from within, and it comes from God.
Well, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's well inside of me, and it's overflowing, and I just can't put it into words.
Mom, we're going to sing about that.
Oh, sorry, I should have turned that off before we started. Okay. Hello? Yes. Yes. Sure. Yes, sure. Yeah, we could. I could do that. Okay. Great. Well, thanks. Thanks for calling. All right. Oh, I guess I should tell you about that call. It was a company for a job I interviewed for.
Which one, honey?
Well... It's the one I really wanted, and they just called me back and asked me for a second interview. There must be something there, you know? Y'all pray for me. God is really at work today. That's great, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Woo, way to go!
World, the Lord is come. Let earth.
Amen. Thank you, choir, drama team. Excellent, excellent. We praise the Lord. Unspeakable joy. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." All is well. So think about the words of that song and the title. I think about that loved Christmas carol, Silent Night, in which we sing, "All is calm, all is bright." You know, it's wonderful that through the Lord Jesus Christ, we celebrate His birth at Christmas. We spoke this morning and heard sung this morning of His death and resurrection as well. And through Him, all can be calm. Now, I don't know about that night in Bethlehem. I don't know really how silent it was and how calm things were. And I don't know how calm things may be or may not be in your life. But as we saw this morning, that peace that passes all understanding can be ours. That calmness of heart, no matter the storm going around us, if we know the Lord Jesus. All is bright. You might look into the future and you might see a lot of gloominess, a lot of darkness, a lot of uncertainty and discouragement. But you know what? With the Lord Jesus, though we don't know what's coming, and yes, the days may get difficult and much worse than we can even imagine, but it still can be bright. Bright with the hope of Jesus Christ, the confident expectation of Him coming again. All is calm, all is bright, all is well. The only way that everything can be well, that we can look at everything in our lives and in our world, no matter how difficult things may be or get, the only way we can really see them as well is to know the Lord Jesus, whom to know is life eternal. To know that our sins are forgiven, because no matter how good things are going for us in this world, if we have a problem between us and God, if there is a separation there, if there is a division there, if we are not able to truly have fellowship with God, then all is not well. But through the Lord Jesus, we who are sinners, who are guilty before God, who have gone our own way like sheep going astray, every one of us separated from God in ourselves, and yet God said, "I have made a way through this little baby lying in this manger who will grow up and live a life of perfection and go to a cross and there will suffer not only physically but also spiritually and take your sin on Himself. And I will raise Him from the dead, and if you will believe in Him as your Savior, all of your sins will be forgiven." All of your sins, past, present, and future, and all will be well. All may not be easy, but all will be well between you and God. If you don't know the Lord Jesus this morning, we invite you to talk to one of us. We would love to tell you more about Him. If you know Him as your Savior, we trust that your Christmas will be merry and bright, and that all will be calm in your heart, and all will be bright in your future. And all will be well because you have received the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You've been made a new creation in the Lord Jesus. Let's pray in His name. Father, we thank You so much for this beautiful presentation by the choir this morning. Thank You for the work that they have put into this, a labor of love, and those in the drama as well. Father, we thank You that we're able to gather here this morning in freedom and rejoice in the birth of a baby 2,000 years ago. And Father, we thank You for what a difference that silent, holy night has made in so many of our lives. Father, thank You for forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You for purpose in life. Thank You for a confident expectation of eternity. And Father, we pray for anyone here this morning who does not have that peace with You, who does not have the hope of eternity, who cannot say, "Yes, all is well between God, my Creator, and me." Father, we pray that You would speak to your heart, speak to their hearts by Your Holy Spirit. Draw them to Yourself in faith. And we thank You for that and what You'll do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Merry Christmas.